Thank you for joining another episode of Tech in Maine Presents, where we bring you the best insights from today's leaders and experts in technology. Today, we will be speaking with Shane Mishler of SD Tech. Shane, welcome to the Tech in Maine Presents podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. As we were talking a little bit before we actually started recording, Shane, this is all about you. It's all about the guest. It's an honor for us to have you on. And so, Shane, with that, go ahead and share your background with our audience.
Well, thank you so much, Sean, for giving me this opportunity. So a little bit about my background. I am the Chief Operating Officer of SD Tech. I've been in this role for about 3.5 years. Prior to joining SD Tech, I've got a little over 10 years in the professional side of the tech industry in upper middle management for a couple of different places. Prior to that, I actually did 5 years in oil and gas and 5 years in restaurant management. So pretty diverse background, but technology has had my heart since I was a kid. And I think just like many of your other guests, a lot of it started off with video games and then the introduction to our personal computer and just wanting to understand more about how technology was going to shape our lives. And clearly, it was a good decision because it has become significantly more prominent than it was 20, 25 years ago.
No doubt. So, all right, I'm curious, what is the earliest video game you remember playing or having?
Oh, the earliest video game I remember playing, I think the earliest one was Galaga at an arcade. That's probably one of my earliest memories, Sean.
Okay.
And the first video game I remember having was Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, both amazing. Yeah. Amazing games. Yes.
I was listening to one of your earlier episodes yesterday. I don't remember the gentleman, but you guys were talking about Mike Tyson's Punch Out. And I was like, oh man, that brought back some memories, some nostalgia right there. I had so much fun playing that back in the day.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that episode with Punch Out. I remember having that conversation. Can't remember the guest name off the top of my head, but it's funny, those cheat codes, bro. Up, up, down, down, A, B, A. It's funny how even back then, right, you had a way around things, right? Technology has always, tried to make itself accessible to the masses, right? But then if you want to push beyond just the surface level, right, there's always a cheat code aspect to it. And not cheating in the sense of hacker or someone disruptive trying to do you harm, but there's just always another level. Does that make sense, Shane?
Absolutely. So Sean, immediately what comes to mind, I think that anybody that's in our space has to be aware of ChatGPT right now. And ChatGPT for the everyday user, it's a great platform and there's so much you could do with it. But then there's the other side of us who is looking for those cheat codes and looking to see how can we get more out of this program and what can we do next with it? How is it going to be impactful? And to me, when I'm reading about all of the different ways people are using their cheat codes, that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of people using like GameShark and stuff like that back in the day to just make things work the way we want them to work.
Oh, excellent. Excellent example, Shane. Yeah. Now, we could go down the whole rabbit trail of ChatGPT, but I think you painted a nice picture, and so we'll let that sit. But really, Shane, we want to learn more about you and the folks over at SD Tech, what you guys are doing. So tell us, what has you most excited about your daily work?
So right now, what has me most excited about my daily work over the last, I think we're pushing on 2 years, the CEO founder, Wes Ulmer of SD Tech. Wes and I have been working tirelessly to franchise our business. And so we're a small MSP. Okay. We're based out of San Antonio, Texas. Wes founded this organization when he was still in high school. So it's been in existence since 1997. And for the most part, it was him and a couple of help desk technicians that assisted him in running it for 18, 19 years. And about 3.5 years ago, I met Wes and the two of us have reshaped not what the company does, but reshaped the insides of the company. And over the last 2 years, we started franchising. 1 year ago, Yeah, actually, I think we're a couple of days. It was right around this time a year ago. We got everything nice and legal, and the franchise was up and running. And now I am in the process of onboarding our first franchisee. So that has me really excited, Sean. It's everything I'm doing right now.
So, Shane, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think what you're doing is amazing, right? For a number of different reasons. One is you're doing it in San Antonio, which is a beautiful city.
Thank you.
That Riverwalk area is amazing. And so, yeah, I had a business conference in San Antonio probably 4 or 5 years ago and loved every minute of it. And just walking around, yeah, just wonderful place. So kudos for being in San Antonio. Second, delivering on that dream of building something that is repeatable, right? Technology, like I said, it's the great equalizer, right? It levels the playing field. But when you talk about being a managed service provider or a managed security services provider, what does that mean? That means that you are going to help businesses, right, who don't have either the tech staff or the tech expertise. You're helping them take that excuse away. And
We are.
so, yeah, I just, I man, I geek out on stuff like that, Shane.
So I do too, Sean. And for me, you talk about tech being the great equalizer, and it truly is. And when I look at what a managed service provider brings to the table for small businesses, medium businesses, and for those of us that are lucky, even some of the larger ones, technology is so ingrained in everything we do. And it doesn't matter if you're running a real estate agency, a doctor's office, or a taco truck. Like, you are going to have some level of technology that's all throughout your business. And the vast majority of small business owners are A, not equipped to handle the technology side of things when it's not going right. And B, even if you are equipped, if you're handling the technology side, then you're not making money. And I don't know what business owners out there that doesn't want to focus on making money. And so I like that that's something that we can take off the owner's back, and we make it a little bit easier for them. We'll offer affordable solutions, and that's fantastic. It's wonderful. But anybody that's in technology knows that one of the most important aspects is scalability. But for managed service providers, although we focus on scalability, we focus on that from the technology side and not typically from the business side. So to have entered into the franchise space and found a way to make this scalable for new entrepreneurs who want to get into the industry is wonderful. But the biggest challenge we found is, while this space is, a fast-growing space, and we all know about the at least some of the numbers behind the tech industry and why it's such a good industry to get into, how do you open up the tech space to somebody who's great with business but doesn't have a strong tech background, and how can you help them find a way into it? And so that makes me really excited, because that's one of the things that we've done. And just being able to offer an opportunity to strong entrepreneurs who have like a great background in sales or the executive side of things, and giving them a good pathway into the tech industry, is it makes me happy. It really does.
Well, and Shane, that's the critical piece, right? It's like you said, you as a franchise company building out through franchisees, it's not unlike any other franchise, right? McDonald's, McAlister's Deli, like there is a whole playbook and a whole process behind it, right? So, yeah, someone that has a great sales background or someone that's really embedded in a community, maybe they are well known in the Chamber of Commerce in their local area. Like, honestly, this is kind of a sweet setup for them, Shane, right? To be able to say, hey, Chamber of Commerce business friends, I've been in the meetings with you. I've heard you mention how much of a struggle it is to either A, hire and retain good tech staff, or B, when something goes bump in the night from a technology perspective, you don't have someone to call. By the way, I'm starting eTech Los Angeles, hypothetically. You
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? And so, like, for them, that's gold.
I feel the same way, Sean. So you mentioned that San Antonio is a beautiful place. This is my home. I grew up right outside of San Antonio. And as soon as I turned 18, I moved out of my small town and into San Antonio. And I haven't traveled the world yet, but I've gotten around quite a bit. And I've seen some beautiful cities all across the United States. And there's some wonderful places, but San Antonio is my home. And I have a close friend of mine that his passion growing up was basketball. And so this guy, and he loves San Antonio. He is just a diehard fan of the city that has raised him. And he loves San Antonio. And he told me, he's like, dude, if there's one thing I want to do, it's I would love to be a player for the Spurs. And I said, and I asked him, I said, why is that? And he said, not because of my love for basketball, but because of my love of San Antonio. And I would love to have been able to have the opportunity to give back. But he's like 5'6". Yeah. He's like 5'6". So there was no way. So we were talking about this. He was laughing. And I said, and I asked him, I said, why did you mention that? And he said, well, I'm thinking about becoming a firefighter. And I asked, so why? And he said, because I can't be a member of the Spurs and I want to give back to my community. And I feel like joining the fire department is a really wonderful way to do that. Mm. And that resonated so heavily with me because I think that community is really important. And one of the things I like about being in my position, technology is fantastic. Technology is wonderful. It's one of my largest passions, but it's not my largest passion. My largest passion is people, Sean. I like building relationships. I like helping people. So it makes sense from a managed service standpoint, assisting small business owners and making them more profitable. That's fantastic. But I like giving an opportunity to our employees, people who are from San Antonio, and giving them, showing them that you can enter into the tech space in a variety of different ways and just giving that back. And now as a franchisor, now we're offering another level of opportunity to people in their hometowns and giving them a chance to give back to their community and be profitable in the process. And I can't think of much more that's more amazing than that.
Oh, Shane, you got a little bit of country preaching in you there, sir. And that's good preaching right there. But in all seriousness, it's so I'm here in Atlanta, right? We've got an amazing tech scene.
Oh, you have an amazing scene altogether.
True, touche.
Yes, touché, you do.
Yep. I will not.
Buck technology against. And music.
Yeah. I will not buck against anything that you just said about Atlanta's technology, music, and I'll throw in food as well.
Yeah.
I do like a good plate of food. But beyond that, right, you've got just, an amazing city. And then the tech scene, there are passionate, committed people who want to build something great here in Atlanta. And Shane, that's exactly what I'm hearing in everything that you shared, right? You and, was it Wes?
Wes, yes, sir. Yeah.
You and Wes want to build something great. They're in San Antonio, right? And you've got that playbook, you've got that recipe, so to speak. And now you're going to be able to give that to a franchisee to go and replicate in their hometown. But the critical piece to that, right? And this is something that I don't want our listeners to miss. It's about the community. Shane, I didn't hear you say a single darn thing about market cap or revenue. And let's not get it twisted, folks. Those things are important, right? You do want a profitable business unless you're setting up a nonprofit. I didn't hear this being set up as a nonprofit. So you do want to grow revenues and get customers, et cetera, et cetera. But there's got to be a greater purpose beyond just revenue and assets. Your greatest asset is always going to be your people, and your people make up a community, right? And there's something to be said for that kind of focus.
There is, man. There's a lot of power in partnership, Sean, and building those partnerships up in your community is one of the best ways to do it. There's a lot going on in our world, and we need to be there leaning on each other, building each other up, and building back up our communities. It's a driving force behind everything that we do. And I hope that it becomes a stronger driving force for the people around us. That's the most I can hope for.
Well, Shane, you got me feeling good over here, man. Look, to your point, there is a lot going on in our world, and if we can, and this is going to sound corny, but so what? If we could lay aside our differences, right, and focus on the fact that that rising tide does lift all boats, right? It lifts the white boats, the black boats, the Hispanic boats, the Asian boats, the other boats, right? All of those boats need that rising tide. And so when we take a look at our community and see something that's not quite right, Shane, guess what? That is my business. That is your business.
Yes, sir. Right?
Because we share those same streets. We share the same buildings, right? Atlanta City Hall is my city hall as much as it is the next cat's city hall, right? That Riverwalk area in San Antonio is as much yours as it is the next resident of San Antonio's.
Very true.
Yeah, so there's a I think it's somewhere in the Old Testament where one of the question is asked, am I my brother's keeper? Right? And Shane, that question rings louder today than it ever has, right? And if the answer is not yes, if the answer is not I do care, right? What happens here in Atlanta, it is everyone in Atlanta's business to see that Atlanta prospers, right? Atlanta can't just prosper for a certain section of the city or for a certain segment of the population. It's got to be it's an all or nothing proposition. And that's just a fact.
It is a fact, Sean. And when you're saying this, this rings true for me in many different aspects of my life. And I say many, I don't know which one of my aspects of my life it doesn't ring true in, but it rings true in our community and it rings true in our business as well. If you're in MSP, MSSP, if you're in any branch of technology, you are your brother's keeper, right? Our clients are looking to us to be there for them. And for instance, if one of your clients gets hit with ransomware, that impacts all of your clients.
Absolutely.
It impacts all of your clients. It impacts all of your business. It impacts all of your employees, whether it be your reputation or how you what led up to it or what happens afterwards. We are our brother's keepers. And everybody, they're strengthened the community. And when we work together, as competitors, when we work together as a tech community, when we work together as a business community, we're all better for it.
Absolutely, Shane. Absolutely. Man, that was a good rabbit trail to go down.
I think so too.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. Okay. So Shane, you've shared a little bit about SD Tech, what you guys are doing. When your clients come to you, what are their major issues?
Oh, Sean, that varies. So we work with, we have some of our, I refer to them as our legacy clients. Clients have been around for 15 or 18 years with SD Tech. And these are like, they're little one-man shops, a lot of real estate agencies in San Antonio. So those, their major issues are, they can't get Word to work properly. And then some of our larger clients, their major issues are different. So recently it's, of course, there's a lot in the cybersecurity space, and I think that's the part of this conversation that you and myself, the majority of your listeners, are going to be very in tune with and probably just be repetitive. So let me tell you about one of the issues that one of our clients have brought to us recently that I think really showcases how there's power in partnerships and how we can lean on each other and utilize our relationships to look for very innovative ways to address problems. So one of the largest international real estate agencies has a very large office here in San Antonio, and they house about 1,450 real estate agents and 50 of their inside staff. And they, for the last decade or so, they have rotated through some directors of technology. So they have one tech person who oversees all of their staff and all of their 1,400 plus agents. That's a lot of endpoints to be taken care of by yourself. And so they partnered with us, and as their MSP, we worked with their director of technology to make everything function and run smoothly. But one of the problems that this company ran into is that, one, they have a very, very strong culture. They believe in promotion from within and I agree with that wholeheartedly. And they're very good. They're very close knit. But when you only have one IT person on staff and you hire this person and you're really big on promoting from within and personal development and development in the company, where does that person go? So essentially, this is the only position in all of their company that was a dead-end job. It's a good dead-end job. You come in as a director of technology and it was right. Absolutely wonderful. But we sat down with their director of operations and she was explaining to me, she was like, Shane, this is a problem for us. This doesn't fit with our culture. We're hiring this person. And then within 2 to 4 years, they're getting a little burnt out. We don't have anybody else that's above them. So they're having to self-manage. There's no training. And to be quite honest, we don't even really know if they're doing a good job because none of us are in that space. And so we sat down over a couple of lunches and she shared with us all of her pain points and the end result. I thought she was going to ask us to help recruit for the position. And I thought that would be excellent. We've never assisted one of our partners in recruiting for a position, but it would make sense that you ask your managed service provider who handles your technology to assist you in finding an on-site person.
Yeah, find an FTE. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we ended up doing, Sean, was we went a step above that and we created a new profit center within SD Tech. And so we ended up placing an FTE on site for them. And so we have one of our best technicians who is now on site. She's amazing. She's already familiar with SD Tech. She's already familiar with the client. And what's wonderful about that is all of their pain points have been alleviated. So now, since it's an SD Tech employee, if that employee wants to take a week off prior, a director of technology who was hired by this company, if they wanted to take a week off, that meant that they were left with no staff on site for a week. Now, if our employee wants to take a week off, great, but I manage all of the staffing. So we send somebody else in her place. That way, this company always has somebody there that's ready to assist them. And it's a great opportunity for the company because it takes away their pain points. And it's a good opportunity for me because I'm now offering a new avenue of learning, a new avenue of development, and another opportunity for one of our employees to continue growing inside of SD Tech. And now that she's become a key contributor to us, she's helped us grow this out and is looking at growing out the entire department. And so she's helping us with soft sales and doing introductions with other branches that are looking for somebody similar to the role she's filling. And yeah, it's just been absolutely wonderful. And that's something that we couldn't do if we weren't, again, just leaning on those relationships and really building up good partnerships where you can have open, honest communication saying, hey, man, this is what I'm struggling with. I don't really know how you can help me yet. I know this isn't something we would typically come to you for. And then you have good back and forth. And at the same time, we're able to go to our clients and tell them about the struggles that we're dealing with. And they're able to offer a different perspective than anybody inside of our business could offer. And yeah, you come up with great innovative solutions that way.
Shane, I think that is, it's funny. Sometimes you, as you're doing these podcast episodes and you've got prepared questions and there's typically a flow. Man, this has flowed so nicely. And Shane, I can't think honestly of a better place to push pause than the story that you just shared, right? It's a win for that realty organization. It's a win for SD Tech, right? And it's just, again, it is the perfect story of everything that we've been talking about, right? Relationships, relationships, relationships. Family, if you've not gotten anything from this episode, it's relationships before everything. You cannot win in life, in business, or in any other arena without relationships. And Shane, I can't think of a better capstone for this conversation.
I agree with you, Sean. I think it's really important. And to be quite honest, I think that in business, it's something that we oftentimes lose sight of. It's really easy to get caught up in P&L and marketing, It's so easy to just get caught up in all of the things that end up bogging us down. Don't get me wrong, like you were saying earlier, all of these things are very, very important, but they are not more important than our relationships. They're not more important than our partnerships. And when you're down on your luck and you have somebody else to lean on and somebody else that's going to build you up, that's that rising tide you were mentioning. That's how we keep things moving in a great direction. And recently, I feel like there's been a lot of turbulence everywhere around us, but I see some positive winds, and I think they're going to keep pushing us in a good direction. And as long as we keep having these great conversations between people like you and I, and we look at our businesses differently, if we stay focused on the partnerships, the relationships, and our community as a whole, we'll win every time.
I agree, Shane. I could not agree more. Shane Mishler, you are a good egg, dude. Seriously.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
This has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation. Honestly, man, it's done my heart good. So I appreciate being able to talk to you.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate being able to talk to you too. I was honestly looking forward to this quite a bit. I've really liked the way you've interacted with your prior guests, and you have a good podcast.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Well, Shane, before we let you go, what is the best way for people to get in contact with you and SD Tech?
So the best way for people to get in contact with SD Tech is just by visiting our website. It's sd-tech.net. And if you want to get a hold of me, LinkedIn is a wonderful place. It's Shane Mishler at LinkedIn, and I try and stay fairly active on there. Yeah, but I look forward to connecting with anybody that would like to chat, whether it be about business or the franchise space or just looking to build up some new partnerships. I'm always down for that too.
Okay. Awesome. And of course, we will have all of that good information in the show notes. But Shane, again, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you having me.
Sure thing. And TechMain Presents family, thank you as always for listening. And be sure to tune in next time when we will have another technology expert share their wisdom. Goodbye for now.